I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees or illegal immigrants? India's Supreme Court will soon rule on which category the Rohingya of Myanmar fall into. An estimated 40,000 Rohingya live in India, but they aren't welcomed. Pastor Philip with A3 explains that in 2017, Rohingya militants back in Myanmar killed more than 100 Hindus. Since then, Indian landlords and shopkeepers have faced pressure not to rent or sell to Rohingya.
Many Rohingyas live at night in the railway stations and the roadsides and search their daily food in the daytime.
In May, 40 Rohingyas in India were allegedly rounded up and flown to islands near Myanmar. They were forced off a ship to swim for the mainland. Ask God not only for justice for Rohingya, but also for their salvation in Christ. Philip says there are only 350 Christian Rohingya in India. And in Iran, an internet search can land a person in trouble. Lana Silk of Transform Iran says citizens are monitored and punished if their online activity violates the law. Still, Iranians seek news, popular movies, songs, and truth beyond Islam. They often turn to local virtual private networks, or VPNs, meant to hide their identity online.
But the problem is that VPNs in Iran are notoriously unreliable. They can be very expensive. They can introduce malware.
But many of them are also run by the government. Transform Iran responded by offering a free VPN.
It is high speed, it's reliable, it's secure, but also users can be confident to know that their data truly is secure and won't be sold out to the government.
The free version carries ads, which the ministry uses to introduce people to Christian content. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.